Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear another interview I did at the Saline County Barbecue last Saturday.
I am right now with last year's Junior Queen, Kendall Brewer.
Yes.
Kendall, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
This is Ava Christie. Ava, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Let's talk about your year as queen and what's happened since you were here last year and got crowned.
I'm just glad. It was a great way to give back to my county in a sense. I would always see these queen contests and be like, man, one day I'm excited to do that. Like, I want to do that. So it was just a great way that I could, like, give back to the community that pretty much raised me. So it was a great time. I had a blast meeting the kids, meeting people in the community, and I will definitely remember it for the rest of my life.
You'll be back again. You aren't eligible for the senior queen yet,
yes,
right?
Yes, this year I am too young. I missed it by a month, but next year I will be back. Do not worry.
I know you will. And we do have this reigning senior queen right here, Ava Christie. Ava, you not only were queen of the Saline County Fair, the senior queen, but you were also president of the Marshall FFA chapter, very successful chapter.
Yes, I was. I just graduated last month, and leaving that part behind of high school was definitely hard. That blue jacket was a lot and helped me a lot in being queen, so I'll definitely miss both of them.
All the proceeds from this event go to pay the premiums for the kids at the Saline County Fair. Were you in 4-H?
Yes, I was. I was in Liberty 4-H as soon as I could. My grandma Tina, shout out Grandma Tina. She put me in FFA as soon as I could. It also helped shape me, like, not even just for, like, in an ag sense. It helped me become a leader in a sense. It, at a very young age, it taught me very important things like hard work, dedication, just putting yourself out there in general. So I definitely, not only just FFA, but 4-H has also helped me shape me as a person.
Now, wasn't your grandfather active with 4-H and FFA as well?
Yes, Mr. J.R. Reed, as many people know him. Yes, I give a lot to him as well. He also really helped me pig business, me and my brother, showing pigs growing up. That's just how we grew up, and I am so thankful for my grandpa for putting me in that community and letting me have those experiences as a child.
Well, I was down at the state fair and got to see them dedicate the bench.
Yes.
The JR bench for it.
Yes.
And yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean, it's one thing to get recognition in just your local area, but this is something the kids all over the state knew.
Yes. Definitely, he deserves it all. Love him to death. He's one of the people that I look up to, just in the way how he carries himself, how he leads in a sense, how he's not just a boss, but he's more your friend in a sense as well. So I look up to him in so many ways.
You'll hear more of this interview on tomorrow's Ag Report on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. What does a mommy pig say to her piglets at the end of the day? Time to pig up your toys. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.